If you brought your Bibles, please turn to Matthew 14. Matthew chapter 14, verses 25-36. In this passage in chapter 14, Jesus had just heard that John the Baptist had just had his head cut off. And so he's mourning, and he's in a period of shock, of dismay. And so he wants to go off on his own, and then he comes to a mountain where 5,000 people plus are gathered, and he feeds them. And then in verse 22 through 34, we read this story, starting with verse 25. It says, "During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying out to the Lord, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.' When they had crossed over, they landed in Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and that all who were touched by him were healed." That is the message that Reverend Kim will come and preach to us from. You all know him. There's no point of an introduction. And please come and deliver us our message, Appa. Thank you.
Did I tell you guys I grade my student according to where they sit? A, B, C, D. I'm kidding. I wish you guys all come to near me. Blessing is where the preacher speaks. So the nearer you are from me, the more blessing you're going to receive today. You know, a few days ago, I was reading New York Times. I saw this ad. Why they spend so much money for this little piece of ad? Whole section is ad. You don't have to read everything. Those who have a good eyes would be able to read at least these two lines. Can you read? Louder. Yeah, that's the title of sermon. See that on your bulletin? Okay, let me read it again. Do you make headlines or do you read them? There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who make headlines. On the same day, I saw this dumb guy at this. Who is he?
Tiger Woods.
He makes headlines all the time. And I happen to collect the headlines he makes. This was April 15. The other one, April 9. Monday, April 9, 2001. Okay. He made history here by, oh boy, taking another master's. See that this jacket? I love people who makes history, folks. Another one. When was it? April 9, 2001. Same thing. See that? Can you feel how he feels at this moment? Hey boys, men, and ladies and girls, you know, it is good to see people like Tiger Woods making headlines. You are inspired. But it would have been even better if you are making these headlines. And I love sports and golf and whatever, but more than sports, I like people who make headlines. Why not we Christians can do that? And I often see people, when they hear these things, he's great, New York Yankees, when they win World Series, oh, great. But really, I wouldn't care far better if my son makes a little baseball pitching. You know, as a parent, when you see our children grow, sometimes little Tommy just begin to grasp a baseball or baseball bat to swing. Little swing he does, that count a lot more than New Yankees game, really. How about God? This is my desire. If I could, I want to make headlines for God. And I want to see my students, my people, my children, like you, to make headlines for God. Even sometimes I ask my student, would you make headlines for me? And some of my students do that. Sometimes they say, just because of you, I had to work hard last night to show you what I have done through this exam. Not just because of their own glory. But if that's for God, how much God would be happy? And how much reward you will get it because of that? And you are still young folks, have plenty of seconds. You know, sometimes we count time. I try to count it by second these days. Second, tick, 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 tick. So I have a lot more. Because if you count by ear, man, how many ear? Oh, one, two, three, four. You know, with your toes, it's almost there. But you guys have plenty of time, but that plenty of time could go very fast. Today, I want to read this again, what happened in the Bible. See how you guys too could make headlines. I hope all of you would become someone, somebody who can make headlines for God in this world. And as Joshua read the context here, what they're doing now, disciples have been struggling whole night to cross the lake. The wind was blowing very hard, and the boat was, the little one was leaking. So how many? How many disciples? You know there are how many? You don't know? How many disciples of Jesus?
12?
Yes, 12. And I hope, I think at least the 6 of them was trying to get the water out all night. Oh man, we are tired. It's very tiring. And this Galilee is a small lake, but once wind blows, it becomes like ocean. It's very difficult. Against the wind, you try to row as hard as possible, but you can't really go even an inch. And now they see, at the fourth watch of the night, and someone is walking on the water. And first they thought this must be ghost, so they were terrified. But there is one person, after he heard, "I'm Jesus." Peter is a strange man. After seeing this, what is said here? Verse 28, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." This is the difference between who makes headlines, who just watches others making headlines. There are 12 disciples, but there are only one stood up among them and wanted to be like Jesus. I believe this is the main reason why Jesus walked on the water. Remember, right before this incident, Jesus performed the miracle of feeding more than 10,000 people. You say 5,000 men, that means a lot more than 10,000 people. He fed them with 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And disciples saw that, oh man, it's wonderful. Somehow our teacher makes headlines all the time. But we... Now, Jesus is walking on the lake. Why did he do that? Why? I believe one of the reasons why Jesus decided to walk on the water was to inspire his disciples to transcend their own little petty boundaries, to desire to become like Jesus. Transcending boundary, they walk on the water too. If you are my disciple, you will do what I do. Not just what I do, but you will do much more than what I do. That's what Jesus said. But out of 12, he got only one who understood that message. That's the primary reason why Peter makes headlines throughout the church history. Even Jesus later called him, "You are the rock upon which I will build my own church." Even the door, gate of the hell shall not prevail. That's how Peter became someone who makes real headlines. How he did that? See, It's not enough to have this desire. I want all of you today to get this message, have this desire to be like Jesus, to be someone who makes headlines. Make up your mind to make your life a lot more worthier than you have thought you could be. God expects far more than what you think you are, what you expect you will be. Because every one of you, in you, Jesus is there. The power of creation, the power of the Holy Spirit is indwelling all of you guys. God doesn't see your parent. God doesn't see how poor is your school grade. God doesn't see about your little squabble with your siblings. God doesn't see about those little things. Wherever have we been, He doesn't see that. But God, when He sees you, He sees Jesus inside of you. God wants you to fulfill that vision He sowed in you. To be like Jesus. Walk on the water. That's what God says. How? He walked though, having vision as great as the vision Jesus had. As great as divine vision Peter had. But then, Peter took action. He got out of the boat. You know how much danger is involved? To be like Jesus, to have a vision, this kind of divine vision, divine goal of your life, just dreaming about it one thing, but taking it into the action takes much more than guts. Think about it. The wind is blowing, the boat is dancing on the water. We know Peter was a fisherman. He could have been swimming, but this is not kind of things you could dare to do it. Just hearing what Jesus said, he got out of a boat onto the land? No. Into the water. As you see, he was drowning later. That means Peter took a real action. You got to leave where you are. And as you heard many times, whatever you think you could do, whatever you think you war, you have to live. It takes adventure. That's why to make headlines is not easy. You gotta take action. Every one of you would have an idea what I'm talking about. Boat here symbolizes your little heart. What you think you are, you have to live that. And have to get out of a boat. Then, what happened? Once Peter took action, the rest, Jesus and God took care of it. He began to walk on the water. Today, I want all of you determined to be like Jesus. Determined to be someone who will make headlines. And set your goal, what I'm going to be in God. How can I achieve this vision? But first, you must
dream about it. After sermon, you write down what you want to be. Not from your own ability, not from your own parentage, not from your own environment. No, forget about those petty thoughts. Think about it. If Peter walked on the water, what can I do in my life? Set that vision. Write it down with a big letter. Then take action. How you want to do it? Let me read it with more of this, then I'll finish. Do you make headlines or do you read them? Invent a cure. This is one way. If you want to be a great doctor or even Nobel Prize winner for medicines. Okay, this is talking about invent a cure for the disease which no one else could ever done. Create a new business model. If you want to be business people, don't try to stick to the kind of a business your parents are doing. Create a new business model. Those kind of things would be your goal. Try something different. Just because of your parent to do those kind of a business, you don't have to repeat. Just because your parents are poor, that doesn't mean you have to be poor either. Try something different. If you like to push boundaries, to do so. Push your boundaries. People don't want to do this many times. They think, that's my boundary, don't want to go any further. No! Push your boundaries. As I say always to my students, our potential is divine potential. But it's you who will push the boundaries. If you push, boundaries will move like water. When Peter pushed it, according to the command of Jesus, according to divine command, he walked on the water. You shall do so. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, today we come to your presence again with a trembling heart, Lord. Lord, we know what kind of a potential you planted in our heart, Lord. You planted Jesus and the Spirit in our heart, Lord. Lord, at this moment, we want to become someone who makes headlines for you, Lord. We want to get out of our little petty boat to achieve something great for your glory, Lord. Lord, use these children of you for your glory. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' name.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I'll praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will. Come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
And we will come. your name.